With a heat wave affecting much of the U.S., more people could be susceptible to heat stroke. The Henderson Fire Department in Nevada says it has a way to quickly cool down the bodies of heat stroke victims. The department's Thomas Vince says it's called a polar pod.
It allows us to encase the patient and fully enclose them and immerse them in ice water.
The patient is essentially zipped up in a bag filled with ice and water, which Vince says reduces the core body temperature.
It's something that can drastically increase our heat stroke patients' survivability. It's relatively inexpensive. It's easy to use. There's honestly no reason why we shouldn't be using these things.
I'm Donna Warder.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.